Joining us now, we have...
Speaking of the whip,
the orange whip, Mr. Jim Hackenberg. What's going on, Jimmy?
Hey, good morning, guys.
Man, you're all over the place, aren't you?
Yeah, I've been moving around a lot this last 3 months, so I'm actually home for a couple weeks now, so I'm looking forward to that. Yeah, I've been traveling a bunch.
We see the orange whip everywhere. Everybody's using it. I'm using it. I haven't played in a while. I haven't touched it. I haven't hit a golf ball in like coming up on 40 days. But you know what? In the house, 50 swings a day with the orange whip.
That's the way to do it. That's keep the golf muscles in shape and keep your rhythm there every day.
Well, and if our listeners don't know what we're talking about, you've seen it even if you don't know what we're talking about. You've seen it sticking out of guys' bags. You've seen people swinging it on the first tee. You've seen people swinging it on the practice range. If you've driven by my house, you've seen me swinging it before I go play tennis, before I go play squash, before I mow the grass. Every day I'm swinging my orange whip. It's that golf club-looking thing with the big orange ball on the end, and it's amazing. So talk to us about the benefits of it and why you developed initially the orange whip trainer.
Well, as a PGA golf instructor, and I focused on, you know, beginning players and players trying to elevate their game. Now, the biggest difference between the poorer golfers and the better golfers, let's call them the tour players have beautiful rhythm. Everything is in sequence. Their hands, arms, body, and their footwork all work together. And that's something that needs to be developed. So I developed a training product, this orange whip, that teaches a person how to feel what a tour player looks like. You can almost start to feel like what Ernie Els looks like to find that kind of rhythm. So the orange whip was just a simple idea, but it does many things. It not only synchronizes the swing, it also stretches out the body to get you ready to play for the day.
Yeah, I know. I mean, 50 swings a day, it's exhausting to do 50 swings, you know, in a short period of time. I try and break it up a little bit, but I want to let everybody too know as well that you've got different sizes in the orange whip and, I mean, different lengths. So, you know, if you're a junior golfer, if you're a female player, you know, if you're, you know, really tall, really short, you have options, you have opportunities to find one that will fit, you know, your size and abilities.
That's exactly right. We have the full-length orange whip trainer, which is quite similar to a typical driver. And then we next have the orange whip midsize. It's 4 inches shorter, and so for a taller golfer, that would be more like a long iron. But for a lot of players, that actually, the midsize is their driver swing because they may not have the height. We also have what we just brought out this last year, the orange whip compact. Great for swinging indoors. You can use it at your office, at your home, or definitely in the off season, something to do if you're not playing golf every day. You still, your golf muscles work well. And our junior version, again, is shorter, and it's got a lighter weight on each end and a smaller grip to accommodate the hands of a junior player.
Well, Jim, this may sound silly, and I don't want to get into too much of the biomechanics and the physiology of it, but when I get out there and I swing my orange whip trainer, and again, you're talking about something that's got a very flexible shaft, and it's got this weighted orange ball in the end, but it's got a golf grip on it. This might be a tough question. Why do I like it so much? Like, why would something so simple make me feel so good?
Because the orange whip is evenly balanced. The weight of that orange ball is equal to the weight of the counterweight and the grip on the other end. So basically, it's an evenly weighted device with a very flexible shaft. So when you find your rhythm, your natural rhythm, it swings itself into balance and it feels good. But when you do it incorrectly or you do it too fast or too tense, it will pull you off balance and feel very awkward. So when you do it incorrectly, it tells you because it feels awkward. When you're doing it correctly, it almost feels like the orange whip is swinging you once you get it into the rhythm.
So, and your follow-up product to that was the peel that you can stand in that helps you with, you know, get your posture and the balance of your swing in line, and then the putter. What's going on with those, and what's next?
You bet. Well, the orange peel came about because I had a tendency to slide in my golf swing. I would slide into impact and therefore hit a shot slightly to the right, and it was a little higher and didn't have as much power. Well, I wanted to turn through the ball and stay centered. So this orange peel is a stable base with a concave surface that you stand on. And what that does, because it's curved like that, it makes your core stay centered, and it makes it easier to use the ground and your footwork to rotate your body. And it's also actually, what's unique about it is if you reposition your feet on the orange peel, you can move to your left and create an uphill lie, or you can move to your right and create a downhill lie. So in the comfort of your home or your office, you could create any lie angle you may find on the golf course without having to be at the course. As far as the putting wand is the same concept as the orange whip. It's got the flexible shaft that we promote for tempo and timing and rhythm. But then where our putter gets very unique is it has a round face on it. So you must hit it in the center of the face. If you miss the center of the face, the ball will go dramatically offline. So by practicing with the orange whip putting wand, after about 5 or 10 minutes with it, your rhythm will be there and your center contact will be perfect. So when you go back to your normal putter, it's going to be much easier to use. You'll have that tempo, that timing, and the center contact will happen every time.
Yeah, and from the putting perspective, I mean, you talked about getting everything synchronized with the full swing. The putter, the putting wand, kind of helps you do the same thing because, again, the yips come from, you're using your shoulders and your arms and your hands are all supposed to work together, but the yips come from that little flip of the wrists or a little delay in the hit in the wrist that come with that, and the wand's supposed to help that, isn't it?
That's exactly right, because it was, as a teacher, it was difficult for me to watch people struggling with that yip motion or just the fear of hitting a bad putt. So they got away from swinging or rolling the ball, and they got into hitting the ball. And the more a person does that, the more tense they become, and it magnifies their problem even further.
Yeah, so the rounded face provides a negative reinforcement. When you do it wrong, if you hit it off the heel or off the toe, it's going to go wacky.
Exactly right. And you guys had mentioned another product. We are currently working with Stan Utley, who's the short game guru of all of golf right now. And we are working on a orange whip wedge, which will have a club head or a wedge head on the bottom, but with the orange whip shaft in it. Now, this thing is really interesting because I've had my problems with chipping where I get a little tense and I get a little choppy at the ball, and I would mishit a lot of shots. Well, I came to find, which I should have known because of the orange whip, that rhythm goes throughout your game. You need it in your short game, you need it in your putting, and your full swing. So we're going to bring out this orange whip wedge so people can actually hit balls around the green, either chipping or from the bunker, but with a very flexible shaft, therefore requiring them to find that rhythm.
So this is definitely something that Tiger Woods could have used a little while back when he had the chipping yips going on.
Exactly right. That's exactly a great example.
What's the loft that you're going to have on that club?
56 degrees is where we're at right now, okay. And it's going to have about 12 degrees of bounce. We want to really have people feel the bounce. So 56 degrees, 12 degrees of bounce, and kind of a mid to a wider sole. We really want to exaggerate the ability to use the bounce.
Yeah, you know as well as I do back in the day, I mean, 56 was our most
standard,
lofted wedge. And we all learned how to do everything with that. I mean, we used to hit massive flop shots. We used to hit low running pitch shots. So I think that's a good kind of middle of the road that gives people the opportunity maybe not only to learn, you know, the tempo like you're talking about, but to learn to hit more shots. And I think that's one of the keys when you start talking about short game. You know, people are relying on the 60-degree wedge to do everything for them. And I think that if people actually de-lofted and went to different clubs and tried to hit more shots with different clubs, their short game would get so much better. What do you think about that?
I think you're 100% correct because, yeah, when I started golf, 54 or 56 was as much as we got, and we played them all. So, yeah, we want this to be a universal club so you can do the flop shots, but you can also do some chip and runs with it.
Yeah, I mean, having a versatile, you know, a really versatile swing or being able to use one club to do many things depending on your distance and what you need to do with it, I think that would be a big step forward for golf. I'm not sure that the variety of wedges has helped us. I mean, I probably have 4 or 5 wedges in my bag, and I stink at golf. Jim, let me ask you this. What's next for you guys? Seriously, I'm wondering, you ever going to put a tennis racket handle on one of these things or a baseball bat handle?
You're dead on because I just finished a tennis racket version, and I've shown it to our at the club that I play, the tennis pro there. He's a big fan of it. So tennis is next. Now, the dilemma was we had to make it quite short, and we had to make it flexible. Now, my hesitation was, I'm not much of a tennis player, but if I let's say, flick my wrists, there's a possibility that orange ball could get me, could hit me. So we've had to put kind of like a Nerf ball on the end of the orange ball for safety. But yes, tennis is next, and baseball. Baseball has always been on my radar, and I'm very close to getting the baseball version out, because golf, tennis, baseball, they're athletic motions with a stick or an object that you need to coordinate with your footwork, your body, and your hand. And what's better to do that than to do it with an orange whip? So you do it on multiple reps, and it becomes a natural sensation.
So how did you address it not being too head heavy in a tennis application? I mean, that's the, you know, people. Some people like balanced rackets. Some people like them to be grip heavy. Some people like head heavy. But how did you deal with that?
Well, I mean, with the orange whips, we always counterbalance them. So that it's going to be heavier than a tennis racket for sure, as the orange whip is much heavier than a golf club. But if it's balanced equally, what it's really doing is it's training the hinging and unhinging of the wrist in a natural fashion. So that's really what I'm after. But the scientific approach is more trial and error, and showing it to people who know the game of tennis or baseball, for that matter. So there is some math to it, but there's really a lot of feel involved, and I get a lot of opinions from the experts in their particular field.
Well, Jim, we appreciate you hopping on with us, and we look forward to all the great stuff that's coming out from Orange Whip.
Thank you very much, guys. Have a great day.
All right, you too. That's Jim Hackenberg with the Orange Whip.
Yeah, I want to try the tennis application like right away. I love my Orange Whip trainer, and this isn't an ad for the product. I love the thing. It was given to me, I'll be honest. I didn't think much of it. I tried it at the PGA show, and I love it. I love it for just wake up with a little bit of a sore lower back and go out and swing that thing around. It's, you know, I use it as a way to get, my muscles moving in the morning.
Yeah. By the way, 25 straight swings with that thing at 110 mile an hour speeds, it's exhausting.
You know, it can be a workout, and you can't have any chandeliers nearby.
Yeah, true.